You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Hello, and this is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to the E-Musician Podcast Show, where we feature different individuals in the music industry, and as you get a chance to hear how, as musicians, authors, and entrepreneurs, they are growing their fan base, their experiences, successes, and or setbacks, and more. Today, we are speaking with Angela C. Howell, who is an actress, composer, vocalist, director, producer, and teacher. Angela heads two production companies, Better For It and Howell Productions, which have produced original plays, multiple genre writing competitions, and numerous developmental works. Angela, pleasure to have you with us today on the E-Musician Podcast Show.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's so nice to be here.
It's such a pleasure to have you with us today on the program. So what do you enjoy most about being a musician?
Oh, boy. Well, I enjoy all aspects of it, honestly, but I thoroughly enjoy the option of what you receive from the audience, quite honestly. It's interesting to bring joy to their faces as you're out there, but also just any little thing that you change, if they're one of your fans, they always notice. And I find that enthralling, because when you write stuff, sometimes you wonder if they're listening or not. And it's joyous to get that back, you know?
I bet. So are you working on any new material right now?
Yes, I'm actually in the recording studio, and we are working on tracks for a new album that I'm releasing this fall. It is an adult contemporary jazz-oriented album, and it's shaping into a really nice piece, and I'm anxious for it to get out on the airwaves when we're finished.
And certainly looking forward to hearing that as that becomes available. A big jazz fan here, so that's right up my alley. Is there a particular musician or composer who influences your music?
Boy, I'd say it's a close tie between two. My father was a musician in the 60s, and before he met my mother and was drafted into Vietnam and then had a bunch of kids, all of whom we adore. And so my growing up, my father was definitely my biggest influence, and he still to this day is quite influential in the style of how I write things and the way my mind works when writing and playing out. For other folks, I would also say that Ray Charles is the only person for whom I own the boxed set, if that gives you a gauge.
It certainly does. Today we are joined by Angela C. Howell, who is an actress, composer, vocalist, director, producer, and teacher, who heads up two production companies, Better For It and Howell Productions, which have produced original plays, multiple genre writing competitions, and numerous developmental works, here on the E-Musician Podcast Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Angela, as a composer, is there a certain part of the writing process that you enjoy the most?
Well, every song is a little different, I would say, especially if they're not for a specific score. I've scored things for musicals as well as for, doing film projects. But when it comes down to a song that you're constructing from the beginning to the end and it doesn't have a particular purpose for when or how it's aired, but rather you're kind of putting it out there for the future of music, it varies to a great degree. But I would say in my own case, I thoroughly enjoy the challenge of coming up with a melody that is both memorable but also unique. And then within the confines of it, taking it to the next level so that it varies just enough with each verse that you're still enthralled to hear the same thing, and weaving that into an interesting arrangement that also tantalizes your ears a little bit. It's that facet of it is something I thoroughly enjoy the challenge of, and enjoy, you know, trying to take your ears on a journey to something that's musical that also perhaps might inspire you a little bit.
Also, out of curiosity, is there a particular venue or event that you fondly remember that you'll never forget?
Boy, I guess I've got a couple that would be in that top two or three list. the first of which was the first time that I ever had the opportunity to sing for Stephen Sondheim with him sitting like 5 feet away. I was blessed to get to do a production of Sweeney Todd at Goodspeed Opera House years ago. And I had met Steve when I worked at Playwrights Horizons in the city, but I had never had the opportunity for him to hear me sing. And I was cast as young Lucy, and just singing his score with a full orchestra and doing the quintet in Act Two, and he's listening to every word you say. Definitely a very memorable moment. And then I would also say, frankly, you know, some opportunities. There's nothing like singing with a full orchestra or with a really great group. I've been very, very blessed that, you know, people have hired and paid me to do that over the course of my life. There's also nothing like when you first start. A few weeks ago, I had a song that I was testing out the waters on and played it at a venue that I play with frequency. And to just get their instant reaction to something that you've created that you're still fine-tuning is memorable every time. So I would say that those would be a close tie.
And thanks for sharing. Quite impressive. Now, do you have a favorite project? And if so, why?
Well, I kind of look at each project as the favorite project, I guess, or I wouldn't agree to do it in the first place because, you know, time is something that we aren't guaranteed, I guess I would say. The last year I released an album that was definitely a fun and favorite project of mine. It was called An Original Christmas. We were very blessed that one of the songs made it to the top 60 on the commercial charts. I co-wrote that one with a good friend of mine, Bob McDonald. That song gained a lot of momentum and was one reason why I was asked to do this next project, which is the jazz album. So I think you have to sort of delve into each one as if they're your favorite, or don't waste the time doing them is my motto. Too many other opportunities you could be doing.
Angela, it certainly has been a great pleasure to have you with us today. Certainly enjoyed getting to know you better. Where can listeners get more information accordingly, and how could one be in touch?
Sure. They can go to my website, which is www.angelacchowell.com. And on it, there is contact info, as well as if they scroll down on the main page, it'll tell you where I'm playing next as far as music gigs and also some theater gigs. And that's probably the best way to reach me. And within that, that also has a tab that gives you some of my favorite links, which can link you to those production companies you mentioned and other ways of contact.
Once again, Angela, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. And thanks for your time and for joining us here today on the E-Musician Podcast Show on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. You have a wonderful day.
And you as well. We have been speaking with Angela C. Howell, who is an actress, composer, vocalist, director, producer, and teacher who heads up two production companies, Better For It and Howell Productions, which have produced original plays, multiple genre writing competitions, and numerous developmental works. And for more information, visit AngelaCHowell.com. Now let's listen to a clip of Angela Howell's work. You've been listening to the E-Musician Podcast Show here on EPN, and we do thank you for tuning in.
There's a big bad man, and his suits are red. He keeps a-popping back inside my head. I think about him, and I think he's all right. Trouble is he only visits on one night, but I know he sure can treat a girl right. Oh, Santa, shimmy down my chimney tonight. Some people like gifts that you put on a shelf, but I'd rather keep old Santa himself. Every year we meet right by the tree. We put out the gifts and then we dance till 3. Oh, Santa, you know you are just right. Come on, Santa, shimmy down my chimney tonight. He loves all the children. He to bring him gifts. But when he takes me in his arms, his dancing gifts.
This is the ePodcast Network.